Now, when we go in.
That's what I'm saying, Bob.
But don't even say it.
Bob.
I understand.
I wanted to say...
I know what you wanted to say, and you're right. I know what you're going to ask, and I'm going to see that you get it. Absolutely right. You go on this package as the co-producer. The name above the title. This is your...
Thank you.
Thank me.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, you came in here.
Thank you.
Hey, Charles, it's right.
No, but the thing is that you thought of it. You thought of me. You thought to say it.
I should be thanking you, and I do thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
This is your thing, and you should get a bump.
Thank you.
Because, Charlie, don't thank me. You start me off here with a bang. I know that you could have gone across the street.
I wouldn't have done that.
But you could.
I wouldn't.
But you could, and that's the point, Charlie. You absolutely couldn't. It was loyalty kept you with us.
Hey, it's only common sense.
You stuck with the home store.
Hey, you've been good for me, to put it bluntly, all these
you're
years.
You stuck with the old firm, Charles. You stuck with your friends.
It's where I work, Bob. It's what I do. And my relationship with you, we were all happy for you, Bob. You got bumped up, and I feel that I'm lucky.
I'm the lucky one,
hey,
Charles.
Hey, bullshit. To have somebody I could come to.
Because you could have gone across the street. Who would have blamed you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't
have
done
it. Who would have
blamed
you, Charles? You get a free option on a Dougie Brown film. Guys would walk in here, hold a guy up.
I work here, Bob, and my loyalty has always been to you.
Well, I'm one lucky son of a bitch.
That you are.
And what I do is owe you.
No, Bob. Bullshit.